All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to the Get Certified Together, created as part of Technicove, a free knowledge-sharing website based in London. If you love our content, please like and subscribe from your favorite podcast player. Reach out to us via www.technicove.com for suggestions and collaborations.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Get Certified Together series. This is episode number 3 I'm recording today of AWS Security Specialist Examination. Now, those of you who are still new here and those of you who are thinking like what this guy is talking about, Getting Certified Together series, what's the whole idea about this podcast? And the idea is simple. Every year I choose one certification, and instead of learning about that certification and gaining knowledge and getting myself certified alone, I try to get certified together. So what I mean by that is whatever knowledge I'm gaining as part of this learning process, I try to share with you guys from the video or audio format. So we have already certified ourselves in Security Plus. We have certified ourselves in CCSP. And now we are targeting AWS Security Specialist Examination. So if you are also on the same knowledge journey, if you want to have the same certification path, if you are forcing yourself getting certified in AWS Security Specialist, then at least you can feel like you're not alone. I am here learning with you, and I am also working towards getting certified. So that's the whole idea. And if you are thinking like, okay, that's fine, AWS Security Specialist is okay, what about that monthly digest thing which happened last week? Well, once in a month, I try to bring someone from the industry who is well recognized, who have more idea about this whole cloud security side of things. We try to bring up some real life incidents. We give them those scenarios and we ask them like, what went wrong? What could have been done better? So we are starting this new series as part of the same podcast. So every month we'll be having this monthly digest series, and you already have one episode from that. And of course, next month we'll be calling someone else as well. So that's completely separate from our AWS security path. So if you are still getting confused between two, then don't worry. They are completely different things. And of course, it gives a nice break as well, because when I was reading about AWS Security Specialist and when I'm going through like a couple of episodes reading about it and trying to share knowledge with you guys, it's a nice refresher for me as well to talk about something else, to talk about the real life instance. So that's the whole idea behind the series. I hope by now you might find something interesting here. And if still not, then don't worry. We have some really good knowledge. Means if you are, even if you are not getting certified yourself in AWS Security Specialist, what I promised before as well, I will be doing some real life testing as well. So I've created my own AWS account. I have some nice free credits as well. I'll be testing all those services related to AWS security and what we can or cannot do using those security solutions which AWS provides. And of course, it will be a good knowledge session for you guys as well. So even if you are getting certified or not, I hope that you will gain something out of this. Now, as part of this series, what I'm doing differently, and I mentioned this last time as well, I will be sharing with you the walkthrough of the syllabus. So we haven't done it for the past couple of certifications, but I thought that this is something which is really important, because before really diving deep into those topics, we at least first should know what really we should be expecting in the examination. So that's why, as part of previous episode, I covered domain 1 of this certification exam. Today, I'll try to cover at least a couple of them, because they are slightly longer than just a normal syllabus walkthrough, because of course they bring up a lot of AWS security relevant solutions and jargons. If you are not associated with AWS at all, if you haven't used them, they are really fancy name and probably you might feel overwhelmed like what these solutions are, what they are talking about. And if you feel like I am the expert in that and I can teach you everything, don't worry, I'll be learning with you guys as well. So some of the solutions I have used in my day-to-day work, some of them are new to me as well, so I'll be doing for the first time as well. So even if you are new by, don't worry, I am with you. Even if you are expert already, then come on, let's do it together. Means I also might be getting some knowledge from you guys as well. So that's the whole idea. And today in this episode, we will continue our syllabus walkthrough. So what I'll do is I'll share my screen after this short break. And once we are back, we will be going into the main episode. All right, I hope you can see my screen. And like we discussed last time, we have six domains. Domain one, which we covered in the last episode, is around threat detection and incident response, which covers 14% of the content. So we have already covered it. And if you might need a refresher on that, then of course you can check out that episode. I don't want to cover the same thing again. For domain two, it's around security logging and monitoring. Now, we discussed last time as well, they call their subtopics as task statements. So task statement 2.1. Design and implement monitoring and alerting to address security events. Now, this is something which I brought in the last episode as well. This certification exam seems to start from the cloud security operations perspective. So what we have in domain one was threat detection and response. Domain two, straight away, they are going into security logging and monitoring. If you recall in CCSP, those topics were way, way back. I think domain five was covering those topics. So AWS security specialist actually maybe thinking in a different way. So of course, when we go into deep dive, we will be understanding more. But so far from the syllabus walkthrough, I can think like they want us to understand these topics from the cloud security operations perspective, which of course makes sense. If you're working on cloud and if you're working on cloud computing, not every day you're designing the new stuff. So you are not day-to-day designing or implementing new solutions or new applications or onboarding the new virtual machines, new container system, and all those sort of things. You have to manage and operate those systems as well. And when you talk about security operation, I think plays a big role because it's not about keeping the optimization. It's not about that your application runtime or application downtime is quite better compared to competitors and all those sort of things. Of course, those are important as well. Costing is really important. But from the security perspective, operational tasks are important. And I think logging and monitoring, it covers a lot of stuff. Because of course, cloud generates a lot of logs. Trust me, I've worked in cloud solutions. And when we talk about public clouds, it's really get big amount of data, big amount of logs, which are generating every day, day in and day out. If you are using like any new service which you start and you start using on AWS or Azure or any other cloud solution, you will get n number of logs. And it's really tough to, first of all, capture those logs, keep them in a centralized location, and of course, monitor them. Use, maybe these days we are using this AI terminologies where AI will be doing some sort of orchestration based on those advanced SIEM solution. But anyhow, means cloud security, logging and monitoring is really complicated. As part of this task statement, we have to design and implement monitoring and alerting to address security events. Makes sense? What AWS services we should be required? We will be using CloudWatch, EventBridge, SNS, Lambda, Security Hub, GuardDuty, System Managers. These are all different tools. SNS, for example, give you a nice notification, maybe your email alerts or something. I have worked on some of them. Don't worry, you are in the nice hands for this specific scenario because I have implemented some of them. We want skills in analyzing architectures to identify monitoring requirements and sources of data for security monitoring. Analyzing environments and workloads to determine monitoring requirements. Designing environment monitoring and workload monitoring based on business and security requirements. Setting up automated tools and scripts to perform regular audits. Defining the metrics and threshold that generate alerts. Now, just think from the perspective of a cloud security operations guy. Not only we have to make sure that all the logs and all the applications which we are deploying, they have all the logs captured and they are monitored well as well. We have to make sure that they are based on business and security requirements. So it's not like you can go and tell your security team or tell your auditors, external auditors, that from my perspective, this application will need to be monitored up to these number of logs, or we only want these KPIs to be captured as part of day-to-day monitoring. It's not like that. You, of course, have to follow some sort of standard, some sort of framework. So we have to follow those business and security requirements. Now, another interesting thing which I feel is setting up automated tools and script to perform regular audits. Now, this is really interesting, right? When we talk about cloud security or any sort of security solution, we normally think from the perspective like, okay, this is application or this is infrastructure which we have to secure. It means it's as simple as that. You have to make sure that it's always patched. You have to make sure it's always monitored. Any sort of alerts is captured. Security hardening, baseline, network controls. Those are all fine things, right? This one is specifically talking about automated tools and scripts. So not only you have to make sure that all those security solutions or security applications or security ideas you have in your mind about your infrastructure, you need to implement those. You also have to implement them using some automated tools and scripts. So what you don't want is you don't want to spend a lot of time in doing, for example, analysis of logs. That's very rigorous, right? It means if you are doing those repetitive tasks or if you are analyzing the logs manually, there's a high chance that you might miss some critical incidents or you might miss some alerts or anomaly inside those logs. So using automated tools and scripts, once again, it makes sense in terms of cloud because it generates a lot of data. Now, task statement 2.2 is troubleshoot security monitoring and alerting. For this, you need knowledge of configuration of monitoring services. For example, Security Hub. I haven't used Security Hub at all. So this is something which I'll be doing first time with you guys. Relevant data that indicates security events. Okay. Now for this, you need skills in analyzing the service functionality, permissions, and configurations of resources after an event that did not provide visibility or alerting. Analyzing and remediating the configuration of a custom application that is not reporting its stats. Evaluating logging and monitoring services for alignment with security requirements. All right, this looks like more of a theoretical part because they haven't mentioned many of those fancy AWS services. So it looks like more of a theory and more of ideas like how you can analyze and remediate the configuration. You can have evaluation around logging and monitoring. For task statement 2.3, they want us to design and implement a logging solution. Now for this, we have again n number of AWS cloud services. So we have to have knowledge of AWS services and features that provide logging capabilities. For example, VPC flow logs, DNS logs, AWS CloudTrail, Amazon CloudWatch logs. Now, if you are doing it for the first time, if you are new to AWS, you always get confused with CloudTrail and CloudWatch logs. So trust me, I used to feel the same way. And even VPC flow logs sometimes. So those three are completely three different set of solutions or three completely different terminologies. When I'll be doing it with you guys in this section, I will make sure that you guys have a clear idea what's the difference between two. But as of now, just think if someone is talking about like CloudWatch logs and CloudTrail logs, they both are completely different stuff. And somehow they get interrelated as well because you can send logs from one services to another services. But that's a completely different task. And of course, we will be talking about this in this particular task statement whenever we will be going to do it. Now, next, we need to know about attributes of logging capabilities. For example, log levels, type, and verbosity. Now, that's very interesting, right? I mentioned that cloud generates a lot of logs. But you can actually control the amount of logs using the verbose level. So you can have like debug level, you can have advanced level, you can have information level as well. So only those warnings will be provided to you. So this is really important, I feel, that what verbosity we are setting up for our cloud services. Because higher the verbosity, of course, you will have better idea, better information, but it will be huge information as well. And unless you have like advanced security monitoring solution or you have a nice SIEM solution or maybe a big SOC team, this will be really critical, right? How you will be able to analyze everything means you cannot do with human eye. So verbosity, I think it's talking about that part. Log destination and lifecycle management, for example, retention period, which again comes to the same, which I mentioned just now. When the logs are huge and maybe you need to keep those logs for a certain amount of period, you cannot like simply analyze it and dump it. Maybe you need 3-month-old logs or 6-month-old logs. Your organization have some requirements because of the type of industry or because of the type of functionality, or maybe it's required from auditors. You never know. So retention period is really important here because not only it's making you keep data or keep logs somewhere, those are charged by AWS as well. So you will be using, of course, AWS S3 buckets because this is AWS security specialist examination. We can think of sending it outside to your own personal hard disk or maybe Azure Blob storage. So we have to store on S3. S3 can get expensive if you are not having the right type of S3 buckets. So of course, you have to use the retention period policies properly and you have to think from that perspective as well. It means costing is a big factor, right? For this, you need skills in configuring logging for services and application. Now, that's important part here. Services, I think it's talking about AWS services, makes sense. Application, I feel it's talking about the application which are running on top of AWS, for example, virtual machines or our Beanstalk or our PaaS platform, which are we are running on top of our AWS platform or AWS infrastructure. So I think from the application, they are actually talking about the application which are running on top of the cloud. But then again, maybe I'm wrong. So we will be checking that in this particular task statement, which type of application it's talking about. Identifying logging requirements and sources for log ingestion, implementing log storage and lifecycle management according to AWS best practices and organizational requirements. So AWS best practices, I love this bit. AWS best practices is a nice document where you can get all sort of interesting ideas, all sort of problems which you have in your mind or in your organization. They can be solved using these AWS best practices. It's always recommended to follow these best practices if you are using AWS, because they are created by AWS solution architects, AWS experts. And if you implement them, not only you get a nice idea so you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but also it's, of course, the name suggests itself. It's the best practice. So whatever you have that information, you maybe tweak it a bit, but the design which is part of this AWS best practices will be kind of like the golden design, and you can tweak it according to your organization tiny bit, but it's recommended to follow these best practices because it makes sense, right? Now, task statement 2.4, troubleshoot logging solution. Knowledge of capabilities and use cases of AWS services that provide data sources. For example, log level, type, verbosity, timelines, immutability. I think it's talking about almost same stuff again. AWS services and features that provide logging capabilities, flow logs, DNS logs, yeah, looks like pretty much same. So in this, it's specifically talking about troubleshooting the solution. Well, previously, it's about designing and implementing. Okay, so we have to use the same services. We have to work on the same services, but earlier we were designing and implementing. Now we were actually troubleshooting if there's something wrong with those logs. And I think if it highlights something, so it's saying like, cause of missing logs, performing remediation steps, identifying misconfiguration and determining remediation steps for absent access permission that are necessary for logging. Example, read-write permission, S3 bucket permission, etc. Next task statement is design a log analysis solution. So first we have to design and implement, then we have to troubleshoot, and we have to now design a log analysis solution. So now we are talking about analyzing the logs, not the capture part. We are actually analyzing the logs. So we can use Aetna. I've used the service. It's a nice service. CloudWatch logs filter. Log analysis feature of AWS services. CloudWatch logs, insight, CloudTrail, Security Hub Insight. Log format and components. Example, CloudTrail logs. And we need skills in identifying pattern in logs to indicate anomalies and known threats. Normalizing, parsing, and correlating logs. I think this is more towards when you have the logs, how you can analyze it. Now, this bit, I think, which I was talking just now, these days, it makes more sense to use an automated solution for that. One which might be using AI to do this part. But because this is an AWS security specialist exam, which a human is giving, it makes sense that a human should also know how to analyze. So yeah, that's fine. We will try to do our best in analyzing and correlation as well. Although I still repeat myself, an application or an automated solution can do much better than us. But again, we are getting certified. Okay, so domain 3 is infrastructure security. I mentioned it when I announced in the episode that AWS security specialist is the one which we are going. Out of all the domains, infrastructure security is the one which I feel myself is more confident on because I have worked on most of the services. But I spoke that just by reading infrastructure security. Today with you guys, I'll be reading about the actual services which this syllabus is talking about. So we have to design and implement security controls for edge services. Now, edge services are those which you are deploying near your customers. So for example, if you have your OneDrive application, or if you have your Netflix application, you can just host all the, for example, your media, your movies, which Netflix hosts, you can just host everything on a data center on an AWS region, which is in US, and expect someone who is watching the movies all the way in Europe to have the same experience, same speed. I mean, latency is a factor, right? What AWS provides some edge services. So your main data center will be still in the region of US, maybe data residency issue or something. But you can deploy these edge services. So data will be cached locally in Europe somewhere. And when someone from Europe want to watch that streaming media, they will be actually using the cached media from their local edge service. So it will not be going every time to US main region. So that's the whole idea behind the edge services. I think if you heard about this term Internet of Things, it's talked largely about edge computing and edge services, and AWS provide a nice solution around IoT. So it somehow relates with that. We have to have knowledge of security features on edge services. For example, AWS WAF, Web Application Firewall, Load Balancers, Amazon Route 53, which is Amazon's DNS, Amazon CloudFront, AWS Shield, Common Attacks, Threats and Exploit, for example, OWASP Top 10, DDoS, Layered Web Application Architecture. And we need skills in defining edge security strategies for common use case, example, public websites, serverless apps, mobile app backend, selecting appropriate edge services based on anticipated threats and attacks, for example, OWASP Top 10, selecting appropriate protection based on anticipated vulnerabilities and risks, for example, vulnerable software, application, and libraries, defining layers of defense by combining edge security services, for example, CloudFront with AWS WAF and Load Balancer. So yeah, that makes sense. Means this bit actually bring up a nice point. When we are going through all these task statements, maybe you might get this notion that we have to use some scenario, means we will be provided with some scenario and we have to solve using a particular AWS services that particular scenario. What I know from my limited a decade worth of experience, that's not the case. They must be asking us to use multiple services. And I think this point actually covers that bit. So you have to use defense in depth using multiple services. So combining edge security services, you have to use CloudFront with AWS WAF and Load Balancers. And now then things tend to get a little bit complicated because you might have different security solutions or different AWS services which solve your problem, but you have to choose the best one. For example, Amazon EC2, you can access that virtual machine using SSM, which is AWS provided their own access service system manager. You can access it using RDP as well. It's upon you to choose which option you should use as part of accessing your virtual machine. You even have AWS workspaces, which are virtual desktop client. You can create those virtual desktop clients for your user, use them as jump host, and then access your main EC2 instance. So you don't need to have public IP address and all those sort of things. So you have different ways of solving the same problem. And as part of this examination, I think we should be keeping our mind open in choosing the right service. We cannot just simply think that, oh, wait, this particular AWS service, I think, will solve this problem. But maybe there's another service which suits better, or maybe combination of services. So that I think that that's why it might get a little bit trickier, and we have to do our best. Applying restrictions at the edge based on various criteria, for example, geography, geolocation, rate limit. Activating logs, metrics, and monitoring around edge services to indicate attacks. Task statement 3.2, design and implement network security control. So as part of this, you need to understand VPC security mechanism, security groups, NACLs, AWS network firewall, inter-VPC connectivity using transit gateway and VPC endpoints, security telemetry sources, example traffic monitoring, VPC flow logs, VPN technologies, terminologies, and usage, on-premises connectivity options, example AWS VPN, AWS Direct Connect. Now, again, it's talking about options, so it's completely fit the same example which I told you just now. If you want to connect your on-premises, if you have a hybrid scenario, you can connect it using site-to-site VPN. You can connect it using AWS Direct Connect. Which one you should use? What's the costing factor around that? Is it really worth investing your whole network infrastructure around AWS Direct Connect, or just set up a site-to-site VPN tunnel between the two points and use internet? Means you have to think about all those questions in your mind and then try to come up with the best answer. So as part of this, you need skills in implementing network segmentation based on security requirement, example, public-private subnets, sensitive VPCs, on-premises connectivity, designing network controls to permit or prevent network traffic as required, for example, by security groups, NACLs, and network firewall. When I say NACLs, they are network ACL. So if you are already in tech, but you haven't used cloud, You might have seen NACLs in your existing routers and switches, so it's the same thing. Designing network flows to keep data off the public internet, for example, by using transit gateway, VPC endpoints, and Lambda in VPCs. Determining which telemetry sources to monitor based on network design, threats, and attacks. For example, load balancer logs, VPC flow logs, and traffic mirroring. Determining redundancy and security workload requirement for communication between on-premises environments and AWS cloud using VPN, VPN over Direct Connect. Identifying and removing unnecessary network access. That's really important. We talk a lot about like security misconfiguration, baseline OS, hardening of your operating system. Removing unnecessary network services or network ports is also really important, especially in cloud, because by default, when you create a VPC, it comes up with a default security group. And if you don't control it, if you don't customize it, and if you don't like make it more need to require basis, it will be quite open. So you have to identify and remove those network access. Managing network configuration as per requirement changes, for example, by AWS Firewall Manager. Task statement 303, design and implement security controls for compute workloads. Nice. So as part of this, you need knowledge of provisioning and maintenance of EC2 instances. For example, patching, inspecting, creation of snapshot, AMIs, EC2 image builders, IAM instance role and IAM service roles. Services that scan for vulnerabilities in compute workloads. For example, inspector, ECR, host-based security using firewalls and hardening. What you need skills in, harden EC2 AMIs, applying instance roles and service roles, scanning EC2 instance and container images for known vulnerabilities, applying patches across a fleet of EC2 instance or container images. Now again, I want to bring one thing here. When you think from CCSP, we talked about patching, we talked about creating baseline, hardening, configuration management, and we talked about a lot of tools like you can use Ansible, you can use Puppet, you can use anything. When we talk about AWS, even this patching of those EC2 instances or baselining, everything is still need to be done by AWS services. So we won't be talking about any Ansible or any other third-party services or open source solutions. What we will be talking about is AWS System Manager, AWS Patch Manager, all those sort of things. So that's why I said, means when you are really going into this AWS Security Specialist examination, just leave everything else from your mind, means you think only from the perspective of AWS. And out of that whole big box of AWS services, you need to choose the best tool which you can use as part of your scenarios. Activating host-based security mechanisms, analyzing Amazon inspector findings and determining appropriate mitigation techniques, passing secrets and credentials securely to compute workloads. Task statement 3.4, troubleshoot network security. So you need to analyze reachability using Reachability Analyzer, Amazon Inspector, fundamental TCP/IP concept, OSI model, network operating system utilities, how to read relevant log sources, example, Route 53 logs, WAF logs, VPC flow logs. What we need to do is we need to identify, interpret, and prioritize problems in network connectivity using Amazon Inspector Network Reachability. Determining solutions to produce desired network behavior. Analyzing log sources to identify problems. Capturing traffic samples for problem analysis, for example, by using traffic mirroring. All right, big brain time means I told you before that I'll be making shorter episodes. So as part of this episode, I'm only covering domain 2 and domain 3. I told you before that when I'll be going through from domain 3, infrastructure security, I will see myself like how many services I know. And again, I should say you are in right hands. I have used most of them in my recent projects which I have delivered. So I think it will be way easier for us using infrastructure security. We will be covering those much quicker compared to, I think logging will be really tricky because logging, it's talking about a lot of manual efforts as well. And I have to check whether we have enough quota around our free AWS account and how best we can use that. So we will be covering remaining domains, which is domain 4, 5, and 6 in the next episode. Till then, if you get chance, this security guide, which I'm following, I will be sharing the links in the show notes again. try to go through with it by yourself. And if you see like something which is interesting or something which you feel like we should discuss, you can bring it up and of course we can discuss about that. But then again, this is just a walkthrough. We are not going detail into anything, and we will be having full-fledged deep dive episodes once we finish our walkthrough. So by end of the walkthroughs, we'll be having better idea about different domains, different topics which we are expecting. So we can at least relate some services. We have better understanding around what sort of topics are still to come and how quickly we can expedite and we can finish the whole syllabus. And of course, we go for our main examination. So that's it for today's episode. And if you like it, if you think that this is something really informative and this is something which you should be listening to, then feel free to reach out to me. Thanks for all the support. And if you can like and subscribe, then it will be a big boost for me. And thanks for giving you my time and thanks for listening to me. And of course, if one of you gets certified using AWS Security Specialist by listening to me, then it will be all worth effort for me. And we will be meeting in the next week episode, finally, finishing up the whole walkthrough. Goodbye and good luck.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Follow the show so you don't miss out, as we deliver piping hot topics every week.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.